Amen. Have your Bible. Turn with us this evening to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 11. Ezekiel, chapter number 11. The Bible says in verse 14, we'll begin reading there this evening. The Bible says, "Again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, thy brethren, even thy brethren, the men of thy kindred, and all the house of Israel, holy are they whom unto whom the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, Get you far from the Lord. Unto us is this land given in possession. Therefore saith thus saith the Lord God, although I have cast them afar off among the heathen, and although I have scattered them among the countries, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries where they shall come. Therefore saith thus saith the Lord God, I will even gather you from the people and assemble you out of the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. And they shall come thither, and they shall take away all the detestable things thereof, and all the abominations thereof from thence. And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and will give them a heart of flesh, and that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances to do them. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. But as for them whose heart walketh after the heart of their detestable things and their abominations, I will recompense their way upon their own heads, saith the Lord God." I want to preach a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought: renovation. Amen. Renovation. As I was looking at this and I was studying, I was reading through the book of Ezekiel, and the Lord keeps bringing me back to the book of Ezekiel for some reason, but I know why. Because we're seeing the things of the Word of God being come to pass, and we're seeing God moving in a mighty way, and God wants to move. God wants to move like He's never wanted to move before, and I see that. He's wanting to do things, praise God, that He's done in days of old, and I can see that too. And God's wanting to save old sinners, praise God, like He has before. And I see that too. And I recognize, praise God, as God's touching us tonight, as God's showing us this, I think about a renovation. And now we know what a renovation is. Everybody knows what a renovation is. It's an act of renewing. It's taking something that's old and making it new. It's taking something that's gone in maybe to a state of decay, and it's rejuvenated, bring it to a place where it's solid again. It's something that's maybe in a state of destruction, and we bring it to a place of renewal. Amen? Out of the destruction. Maybe it's a thing, it's in depravity, and it's just been let go and forsaken. And it's bringing it out of that depravity and put it in a place, praise God, of usefulness again. Or you might say a renovation process is to make new and to start fresh. Do you ever think about that? That's what God wants for me and you. That's what He wants for our children, our loved ones, those that's lost and undone in this world, praise God. God wants to do a renovation project in their life. He don't want to do it later on. He wants to do it right now. Amen. God wants to do the same thing in your life and mine if we'll listen to Him, if we'll let Him today. He'll do a renovation project, praise God. Did you ever think about yourself as a renovation project? Amen. Hey, we were all these things. Hey, Brother Bill, the decay part, I've got that down pretty good. Amen. I've got that part pretty good. I'm working on that well. Amen. The destruction part, I pretty much destroyed this whole body a little bit. Amen. It's seen better days. Somebody say amen right there. Amen. Praise God. And the depravity, praise God, we've deprived ourselves so much and so much of the Lord when the Lord wanted just fill us to overflowing. How many times we just pulled back from Him when we should have run unto Him so He could just fill us, praise God, with His marvelous grace. I'm talking about getting where the Spirit of God moves into your heart and it gets so real, praise God, that you feel it in every fiber of your being and you know that there's something, praise God, that's got a hold of you. Amen. Praise God, it's something that you'll never get in this world. There's people trying to get it today. They're trying to get it in a pill. They're trying to get it in a bottle. They're trying to get it in everything this world offers. But I'm going to say you'll never find it outside the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit of God when He tiptoes across your heart and lets you know, praise God, that He is God and He's beside you and He's indwelling you and He's going to help you, praise God, and He's going to magnify His office in your soul. And He's going to give you that help, praise God. I'm talking about a renovation process that comes from the portals of glory and the good hand of God. Even tonight, He's doing it all across this world. Amen. He's doing it. Praise His holy name. He's doing it for us. He's doing it for me. He's doing it for you. He's doing it everywhere you look. God's working on a renovation process, but I'm still seeing there's a lot of folks, Brother Bobby, that's a running from Him. There's a lot of folks that say, well, no, Lord, not right now. Hey, man, I tell you, they're making a mistake. They need to be turning to the Lord and not away from the Lord. They need to be saying, Lord, right now, go ahead, take me, Lord. Use me, God. Begin to do that work on me. Put me on that potter's wheel. Praise God. Lay your hands on me, God. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm glad He's a God and He's the potter and I'm just the clay. And when He lays His hands on me, I'm like you. I've got some lumps and bumps. Praise God. I'm not perfect, but I'm glad I got a perfect maker. Praise God. He's molding me and making me. He's helping me every day. Praise be to God to be more like His blessed Son. He'll make me a little bit and He'll look at me and then He looks over at, well, glory, and He looks over at the Son. Praise God. And He says, hey, I better work on Him a little more. Amen. You say, preacher, don't that bother you? No way, no how. And praise God, I want to be like my Savior. I want to be like my Lord, praise God. I want to be as perfect as I can be for the glory of my God. Amen. Praise the Lord, He wants to work on me. He can work on me all He wants to. Amen. Praise God. I've told you before. Amen. A preacher may preach it straighter than I can live it, but they'll never preach it straighter than I like it. Amen. I was talking to some people the other day, talking about the things that's going on in this world. And how if we ain't careful, we was talking about it, mentioned something this morning, if we ain't careful, we'll let the world dictate to us where we're at and where we're at, how we should act and react instead of listening to God Almighty and doing what this blessed Word of God says. It's time for us to stand up with a backbone like a saw log and say, you know what, there's a God of heaven and what He said is right. Praise God, we're just going to go with God. Amen. Talk about a renovation process. He'd change everything around if we'd just go with God. But He said, thy brother, thy kindred, He said, they're over there now. They had been carried away, praise God, into different places. And they son there, it was Jerusalem, and they was looking at and say, hey, look at you, look where you're at, and look where we at. We're over here in Jerusalem, praise God, you're far away. Amen. Praise God. And that's all right. He said, the land is given, praise God, us a land for a possession. This is our land now. Amen. They got, you know, if we ain't careful, we get heady and high-minded in this world. And we'll think we're all that in a box of Cracker Jacks. But praise God. I'll tell you, God Almighty, praise the Lord, He is God. And besides Him, there's no other. And then praise God, what we have, amen, we ought to give God the glory for. Praise God. Hey, listen, they ain't nothing I've got, praise God, that belongs to me. It's all God. And without Him, I'd have nothing. Amen. Without Him, I'd be nothing. But thanks be to God. I'm glad I got Him. And I'm glad He provided for me. He's given me everything that I have. And I praise the Lord. It's all His. Amen. Praise God. It belongs to the Lord. But He said, they thought they was all that. But in verse 16, He says, this is therefore saith, thus saith the Lord God. Now they run in their mouth. They're doing this. They ought to have been doing this. They ought to have been praying for the brother and sister, for their brother, and ought to have been lifting them up to God. Amen. They ought to be trying to be an encouragement, praise God, to those that was outcast, those that was, by the way. He said, although I have cast them far off among the heathen, and although I have scattered them among the countries. Now watch this. Yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary in the countries, amen, where they shall come. So God says, listen, said, yes, and I've took these, I've cast them out, I've put them off in the country, I put them off out in the heathens, praise God, I've altogether scattered them, and although they're scattered among the countries, he said, yet why I'll be a little sanctuary. Ain't you glad you can, they can cast you out, they can cast you down, they had done cast them out of the city, they had done cast them out of the temple, they had done cast them out of the country, done cast them out of the land, but praise God, they couldn't cast God out of them. Amen. They may try to cast us out of the house. They may try to cast us out of the White House. They may cast us out of your house. They may cast us off of our land. They may cast us out of the county. Praise God. But they can't cast God off of us. Amen. Praise God. They can't take God away from us. We can't lose the presence of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Devil ain't like this. Amen. He don't want us to realize that we got a blessed hope in Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. God Almighty, He's in a business, praise God, to take care of His people. And He says, no matter where you go, no matter where you end up, praise God, He said, I'm still going to be your God. Amen. He said, no matter where you might have, praise God, end up in this world, He said, I'm going to still be God. No matter what happens to you in this world, I'm going to still be God. No matter what people try to do to you, praise God, I'm going to still be God. Amen. Amen. I'm glad I serve that God. Amen. Amen. My Bible says He changeth not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Praise God. If you got a God like that, you got it. This thing's set. Praise God. It's set in stone. He is that cornerstone. He is that foundation. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? Praise the Lord. He goes with us. He is that one, praise God. And we can't lose the presence of God. He said, wherever they go, praise God. He said, I'm going to be a little sanctuary wherever they are. Ain't you glad, praise God, no matter where you're at, no matter how hard the times are, praise God, you can call upon the Lord and there He is. Amen. You call on Him. Amen. It don't matter the time of day, the time of night. It don't matter where you're at or where you ain't. Amen. The God Almighty, our God can be there with us, praise God. And He's in the business of a renovation process to make us into what He'd have us to be. Amen. But now look what takes place here in this. They said, you know, we're all that. And He said, no, you're not. He said, those that are scattered abroad, He said, He said, I'm a little sanctuary to them where they're at. He said, they may be scattered about, but they're not cast away. Amen. The nation of Israel was scattered about, but they weren't cast away. God said He would gather them together again. Guess what's happening over in the nation of Israel? Amen. That God's gathering His people together again. Amen. They're coming by the thousands and ten thousands into that little old land. Praise God. Their possession. He said they'd be as the sand of the seas and as the stars of heaven, praise God, for multitude. Amen. Praise God. God's bringing them together from where they've been scattered. He says in verse 17, He said, therefore saith, thus saith the Lord God. I like it when He said, thus saith the Lord God. Where's that coming from? That's coming from heaven. It's coming from God. He said, I will even gather you from the people and assemble you out of the countries where you've been scattered. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I'm going to, He's telling them here in this renovation process, He said, the first thing I'm going to do, He said, I'm going to start a regathering program. Amen. Listen to me a minute. I believe God's wanting to start and fund a regathering program for His people. Amen. There's a whole lot of people that's scattered abroad in this country. Amen. It used to be on fire for God. I believe God has got a regathering program. Amen. To call it and commission them, get them back in. Encourage them, praise God. You say, well, preacher, we tried that. Yeah, I have too. But we can't give up. Praise God. We got to just keep going out and get, if you can't get one, praise God, go and get their family, get their loved ones, get their children, get their young ones, praise God, and get them into the house of God. Get them a place where they can get some help. And praise God, listen to those others. In a little while, if they've ever had a touch of God, they'll realize where they're at, and they'll realize where they ought to be, and they'll get back in line with God. Amen. God said, I had to go out and get them. I had to have a renovation promise. He said, I had to regather them. Amen. That regathered means that he said, I will even gather you from the people. Amen. From those heathen nations, from those places where you've went. How many times, if we ain't careful, we get heathen high-minded. Let me ask you a question. You don't have to answer me. Raise your hand. How many times has God had to come after you in your Christian life? How many times, praise God, has He had to come regather you, gather you back unto Himself, bring you back into the fold, show you, praise God, that you've done strayed off and you need to get back where you ought to be with God? Amen. Every one of us has been there. Amen. It's just the good grace of God that we heeded that call when He called us, amen, to come back. I told somebody the other day, praise God, I thank God for that Wednesday night. Amen. When the Lord God Almighty began to ring that bell over at Mount Sheba Church, and I was working on that roof, trying to do all I could for myself and for my family, trying to accomplish all I could accomplish, and I thought I was doing well. Amen. And I was on that roof, and I was just working like a Trojan. I was putting shingles on it, and I heard that the church bell at Mount Sheba Baptist Church are ringing on that Wednesday night, are ringing in the sheep. And boy, God smote my heart. He said, "Son, what are you doing?" Amen. Boy, I had to check up. I said, "Oh God, help me, Lord. I messed up." You know what? I told somebody today. I've been thinking about that a lot here lately. I heard that bell ring, Brother Bill, from my house and set up on top of that roof. And that's the first time I'd ever heard that bell ring from my house. And it's the last time I've ever heard that bell ring from my house. Never heard it before. Haven't heard it since. God Almighty rung my bell, amen, that night. He got my attention, praise God. You say, how come? What was going on, preacher? I was scattered abroad. I was out there in the world. I was going about my business, thinking I was doing all right. But God said, hey, listen, it's not about you. It's about me. Amen. Praise God. He got my attention. Amen. Praise God. And that Wednesday night, Sunday morning, got up. We got dressed, loaded up, went to the house of God. And I don't reckon we've been out since. Amen. And that was in the 19-something. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sounds like a long time now, don't it? 1990-something another. But God Almighty got our attention, brought us back where it was early 1990s. Early 1990s, not 1900s. Early 1990s. I was out there. God rung my bell, praise God. Said, son, what are you doing? I said, Lord, I'm messing up. Amen. I said, forgive me, Lord. I said, if you'll help me live, if you'll let me live till Sunday, I'll try to make it right. God up, God in, praise God, ain't God out since. Oh, devil like for me too. Devil like for you too. Devil like you to give up on God. But God said, he said, I've got a little sanctuary. I want God a little place where I can take you to. Praise God, where you'll be safe. Amen. I'm looking for God's sanctuary tonight. I'm looking for a place of safety in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. I'm just going to hang out there. Because there's better things ahead, praise God. He said He's going to have a regathering. And said in that regathering, there's going to be a renewing. God said, I'm going to be regathering. I think about that song, Renewing Old Acquaintances. Amen. That's what God done for me. That's what God does for me. Amen. Praise God, just about that. He regathers me in, and me and Him, we can renew those old acquaintances. Amen. Praise God. Get that relationship reignited, praise God, if you will, into the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have that regathering, praise God, and we have that renewing in the Spirit of God. And then we have that restoring, praise God. He brings me in, He restores me so we can have that renewed relationship. Amen. Praise God. Ain't no use to be estranged to God. Amen. There's no reason to be estranged to God. Hey, praise God. We ought to just repent of our sins, ask God to help us, praise God. Draw nigh to Him, and He said He'd draw nigh to us. It don't matter where you've been. It don't matter what you've done, praise God. Repent of your sinfulness and get a hold of God. Amen. Amen. He'll get a hold of you. Praise God. He'll begin to restore you. Take those old sins and cast them in. I said this morning, that sea of forgetfulness never to be remembered against you. Praise God. Amen. And what a blessed state that is, because when you get regathered and you get renewed, praise God, and you get restored into a fellowship with God Almighty. Amen. There's nothing like it. That fellowship with God, praise God, is the most magnificent thing. The only thing that compares to it is a fellowship with the brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. When we come together and love each other like we ought to. Looking for that glorious appearing of the Savior, praise God, together. Amen. Headed in the same direction. The same purpose. He said not only would they be regathered and renewed and restored, he said they'd be refired. Amen. They'd get a desire down in their hearts, praise God. They'd be fired up about what's going on. Those restored people, praise God, when you come within restoration before God, that renovation process, it restores you, praise God, to the presence of God and to a fellowship with God. And then you can have a pure worship of God. I like that pure worship, don't you? When you come, praise God, put all the junk of this world behind us, and that's all it is, junk. Amen. There's so much baggage in this world, it's unreal. But when we put that baggage, we get rid of the baggage, and we just come in with a broken, contrite spirit and just come to worship God in spirit and truth, God moves through. He moves in the midst, and He touches your heart and touches my heart, and you get a little joy over here and a little joy over there, and then joy builds up in the middle to a great big crescendo, and you just sing and shout and praise God. Amen. Wouldn't it be nice one day just to get in that spirit, glory to hallelujah, and just praise and worship in God, and all of a sudden there's just the roof blow off this place and we just go out of here to be with Jesus. Amen. Just go on out, praise the Lord. Amen. It happens. He says this. He said, you said, preacher, how can that happen like that? He says in verse 18, he said, they shall come thither and they shall take away all the detestable things thereof and all the abominations thereof from thence. He said, you got to get rid of all the old ungodly stuff. Amen. You know, that old junk that we carry around like luggage. We just add to it a little bit every now and then. And we keep a hold of it because you never know what you might need. Man, we don't need that stuff at all, praise God. We need to get rid of it. Those detestable things, those abominable things, those that break the heart of God, we ought to get them behind us. Praise God, we ought to get rid of them, cast them away like we hate them. Amen. Just ask God just to fill us with the love of God in our hearts. The love that passes understanding. Just fill us to overflowing in the good things of God, praise God. So we can come together, praise the Lord, and get rid of those detestable things, the abominable things. He said that so easily beset us. And then God begins to do the renovation process. He begins to take us and He begins to give us some new things. Amen? Some new things. Look what He says, verse 19. He said, I will give them one heart. That's a united heart. Amen. One mind and one accord heart. Going in the same direction heart. Looking for the same thing heart. Wanting to build for Jesus heart, praise God. Wanting to see the church thrive. Wanting to see people get in. Wanting to see everybody busy about the Lord's business. Amen. You say, preacher, why? Because Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. Amen. Hey, listen, church. It's time to be about the Father's business. Amen. Praise God. It's come together in the Father's business. One heart. And He said, I will put a new spirit within you. And I will take the stony heart out of your flesh. Now watch this. And will give you a heart of flesh. The Lord says, I'm going to give you a new heart. Now the heart is the seat of your mind and your will. What takes place, what we do, what we think, and how we think it. Amen. And the spirit is that wind, it's that motivation, if you will, that God gives us to do those. And those two things together, praise God, they come together and they restore us and they give us a new, renewed energy in the Lord. You know what's wrong with us? We're weak in our faith. We ain't got no energy. Amen? We need a renewed energy. These people were scattered abroad. These people were split out. But God said, I'm going to be a sanctuary, a little sanctuary in the midst of them. I'm going to draw them unto myself. I'm going to give them a new heart. I'm going to make one heart, one heart. I'm going to give them a new heart, a fleshly heart, praise God, a sensitive heart, sensitive to the things of God. And He said, I'm going to take that old stony, callous heart out. Amen. Lord said, I'm going to give them a transplant. I give them a heart transplant. I'm going to take it out and say, I'm going to give them a renewed heart, a heart of flesh, a renewed, energized heart. Amen. Praise God. That can give God glory and praise. Amen. That's what we need, because we're standing at the door, knocking at the door of something bigger than we've ever come to a place to realize before. We're standing close to the reckoning and the judgment of an Almighty God. Amen. You see this world, and as wicked as it's became, everywhere you look is wickedness. And they get, it's almost like when you think, well, it can't get no worse. Guess what? It does. And wickedness is on every hand. Wickedness is at the door. You say, preacher, I don't know how we're going to stop it. By getting a new heart. A heart that's sensitive. The renovated heart that's sensitive to the things of God. He said, that they may walk in my statutes and keep mine ordinances and do them. What about God expecting us to do what He says? Who would have thought that He would tell us to do something and expect us to do it? But, you know, He is our Heavenly Father. Amen. And as our Heavenly Father, He has a right to do that. And we are obliged to do what He says because He is our authority today. Amen. In other words, He has the authority to tell us, amen, that we should follow His statutes and His ordinances, the things that He requires of us, and to do them. But He says, if we do, He said, they shall be my people, and I will be their God. He said, if we'll do that, He said, I'll be your God. I don't know about you, I want Him to be my God. I want Him to be on my side, and I want to be on His side. Amen. When it comes time for judgment. Because He said there's coming a time of judgment. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what do we do not to see the judgment of God? Praise God. We major in the glory of God. Praising Him and giving Him glory. Worshiping Him and praising Him for who He is. Amen. That's how we bypass the judgment to come. Is by worshiping, praising Him now and glorifying God. Because He's already took care of us. He's promised. Amen. Major in glory in the Lord Jesus Christ. In our character. I mean, that's who you are, right? In who we are. We give God glory, praise God, in our character, in our being, who we are. God gets the praise and the glory for it. Amen. Not only in our character, but in our conduct. Amen. I wrote a note down here, I said, act. He said, how we act, but then I marked it out. Because we're not actors. Amen? We're not supposed to be actors. We're supposed to be the real thing. If you call yourself Christians, then you're supposed to be Christ-like. So I marked out act and put be how you behave. Amen? Praise God. Not how we act, but how we behave in the eyes of an Almighty God. So God is looking at us, praise God, and we ought to major in giving God the glory and the praise that He deserves because He's been so good to us. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, how do we get past this judgment that's to come? Not to be a fear in this judgment of God that's coming. The answer is in majoring in the glory of God. Just praising God and giving Him glory for everything that He does. Recognizing the power of an Almighty God in your life, in my life. Through a renovation process that He's working. Because He said He's working on a renovation process just like He was with Israel. Ezekiel was getting ready to go into the land, praise God. Those that were scattered abroad and are coming in now. 1948, the nation of Israel became a nation again. A nation that was no nation became a nation. Amen. Praise the Lord. And He said they would never cease to be a nation again. Because God has scattered God. He's been a sanctuary in that little country and He's drawing His people back in and they're coming. Amen. And praise God, they don't need to fear the judgment. They don't need to fear the fear of judgment that's coming because, praise God, they're just magnifying and giving God glory. Folks is being saved in the nation of Israel all over the place. Amen. Chosen People Ministry, I support that, praise God. And they're witnessing to the Lord, to the people, to the Jews in Israel. And thousands upon thousands are being saved and converting from Judaism into Christianity. Becoming children of God. The Lord Jesus Christ is their Savior. Praise God. Amen. But he said that terrible time is coming. He said, I'll be their God. I shall be their, they shall be my people, and I will be their God. But as for them whose heart walketh after the heart of their detestable things and their abominations, you know, those that just can't give it up. Amen. They can't give up those wicked and detestable things, those abominations, those things that God hates. And they just can't give them up. He said, I will recompense their way upon their own heads, saith the Lord God. Amen. The Lord said, I'll deal with those people. Amen. But praise God, God says, when I get done, he said, if you'll listen to me, if you'll follow me, he said, the renovation process, it'll be made complete in Jesus Christ our Savior through God Almighty, and the renovation process will be complete, and you'll be what God will have you to be, I'll be what God will have me to be, and we can be what God would have us to be for the glory of God. Amen. And we get down to the end of this thing. Praise God, and we can shout and praise and give God glory. But the wicked and the abominable, the Bible says in Revelation, praise God, they'll be damned. Amen. They'll be damned. They'll be lost forever. Yeah, well, preacher, when things get really tough, people go getting saved. No, he said the wicked will be wicked still. Man, that's what God said in Revelation. The wicked will be wicked still. When tribulation starts, when things start hitting, when stuff starts hitting the fan, people get more wicked by the day. They'll be crying out for the mountains and the trees and the rocks to fall on them and kill them, and they won't be able to die. Amen. I'm glad I'm not going to be one of them. I'm going to be one of them, praise God, that's going through the renovation process. And I won't say tonight it's all right. Amen. That's a good thing. God's still working on us, praise the Lord, and I thank God that He is. He's a working on us. He's molding us, making us likeness of His image. At one day in a little while, He'll be able to give us to Himself, praise the Lord, without spot or blemish or any such thing. We'll be like our Savior when we see Him as He is. I don't know about you, boy, that's exciting. I'll leave behind this old wicked veil of flesh that I'll live in. Amen. You say, preacher, I wouldn't say that. Why? We do. Amen. We get caught, as He said this morning, because just through the lust of the flesh that we do what we do. But one day, praise God, we'll lay this old vile flesh down. Amen. They'll roll us up there, and there'll be an old temple of clay that we abode in this world. We'll bid that body goodbye. Amen. And we'll go out of here to be with the Lord, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I don't know about you, I praise God, through the renovation process, the renovation process of God. One day in a little while, youngins, we'll fly away. Amen. On that glorious morning of our appointment, we'll let go, praise God, here. Amen. And we'll reach for the hand of an almighty God, and we'll head yonder. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, it'll all be over. Amen. I forget how fast that is. It's less than 10,000ths of a second. Amen. You won't have time to make things right. Amen. But through the renovation process, God says, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and begin a renovation process in my people. And when it's all said and done, praise God, they'll be my people, and they'll hear my voice. He said, they'll obey my statutes, and they'll keep my ordinances. In other words, He said, they'll love me, and I'll love them back. Praise God. And when the renovation process is over, when it's complete, amen, He said, then I'll call them home. Amen. When the renovation process is over, He said, I'll call you home. We're in a renovation process. Amen. You and I, God's working on us. He's molding us and making us, getting us ready for something way bigger than what we have right here, right now. And boy, I tell you, I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see what God has for us in the next part, aspect of the journey. Amen. Journey's been tough sometimes. Sometimes it's been hard. Sometimes it's been difficult. Sometimes it's just been bitter. But sometimes it's been sweet. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for the times that He pulled us up in this renovation process and showed us where we are, showed us where we need to have some tweaks and make some improvements. And boy, God just moved upon that and He's helped us. And He's given us that information that we need to make an informed decision. Touching us in our heart, touching us in our spirit, praise God. And in a restored and a renewal process that we can have a pure relationship and a pure worship of God. Amen. That's what He's working on. That's what we got to have. That's what we got to take to a lost and dying world to compel them to come in. We need to realize, praise God, that God's not finished. All we may think is the way everything is and the falling away that God's done, but God isn't done. He said the fields are white already to harvest, but the laborers are few. We need to be laborers in the harvest, encouraging people. Praise, get in, just love the Lord Jesus Christ. Seek His face. Study His Word. Read the Bible. And ask God to just help you. Help us. Amen. To be restored, renovated, encouraged, recharged, and refired, re-energized for the cause of Christ. Amen. Praise God. We need some energy. We need the energy. We need energy, praise God, in us. We need energy in you. I know things sometimes get hard. And as we get older, I know we don't have as much strength and energy as we had when we was younger. Amen. That's why I encourage people, please do what you're going to do, praise God, now before you get old like me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do what we can, praise God, for the Lord. You're never too young and you're never too old. Just get in there and do something for Jesus. Let Him work on you. Let Him renew your spirit. Let Him re-energize you. Like we've never been energized before. From the littlest to the biggest, from the youngest to the oldest. Just refire for God. Amen. And just be about the Father's business. That's what He's wanting. We're here to build something for Him, for His glory. See, I'm just like the rest of you. When I leave out of here, I'm not taking nothing with me. Not a thing. Amen. It all belongs to Him. There's nothing I have that I can take. It's all God's. We do everything we do for God's glory. Amen. That I'd be made small and He'd be made large. That God get glory out of it all. That people could come in the doors and they wouldn't see us, but they would see Jesus and Him lifted up, praised and give glory for all that He does. Amen.